In most of Ohio, the kids are back in school, and more than 800,000 of them ride buses to class every day. Figuring out the most efficient and most cost-effective way to do that is a complex equation, and it's become more important with student transportation taking another big hit with the new state budget.
Woke up one day and decided I wanted to do what I've always wanted to do, be happy and drive a school bus.
Patrick Clark is working his dream job after spending most of his life in retail.
You get to know the kids, you get to know the parents, you can become almost part of their family.
Clark has been driving students in the Licking Heights School District in Central Ohio for 7 years. He says his responsibility goes way beyond simply taking students to and from school.
You know, when you get to that point and you're walking through the store and you'll have a 25-year-old walk up to you and give you a big hug because he had such a good experience on your bus, you know, you know you've done something right.
A good busing experience for Clark and his students on the road starts with Darlene Mortine, the district's transportation supervisor. A big part of Mortine's job is to draw the bus routes to make sure they're as quick and efficient as possible.
Basically, when I build the routes, I look at logistics, I look at miles, how many miles, and I look at time and my bus load.
Now let's stop here and talk about why efficient routes are important. The state has been cutting more and more funding from school transportation for several years now. It started in 2009 when Ohio said it would no longer pick up the bill for new buses. For this school year, lawmakers cut $56 million out of school transportation. Next year, another $19 million will be cut. So, districts need to get creative, finding new ways to pinch pennies by creating faster, more efficient routes. That's where Pete Japixie comes in. He's a transportation consultant with the Ohio School Boards Association, who's been routing buses for decades. Japixie says the process has come a long way.
But in the 80s, this was manually generated. We would actually take a push pin and we would stick it in the cork board that had the map on it, and then we would wrap strings around it.
But now there's computer software that does a lot of the legwork.
Now what the software does for us is it keeps track of how many children are on the bus, how many minutes have you used, and at some point it'll say, you're done, and at that point we'll route that bus into school.
School districts will call Japixie and get his advice on how to optimize their routes so they can save money. He says most districts buy the software for about $10,000, and that does most of the work.
The software is very powerful. It's a great tool, but it's not the solution as a standalone source.
That's because there's still a need for a human component, someone who knows the neighborhood and knows things like which intersection can be troublesome and where it's best to turn right instead of left.
So really the best solution for schools today is a person who knows the district, who understands the business, who can use the computer software tool to write routes and then put it all together in a great package.
Putting those two components together can go a long way for any school district, which spends an average of about $50,000 a year for each bus route. If you add up the miles every school bus travels in one day, that amounts to more than 878,000 miles. That's nearly 160 million miles a year, more than 700 trips to the moon and back annually just in Ohio. But in the end, Clark says it all goes back to that one-on-one connection with students to make sure they start their school day on the right foot.
In the mornings when I dismiss, I say the same thing every day. I say, have a good morning, make good choices.
Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.